Hi, my name is Daphne Merkin. I'm a novelist and essayist, and I wrote a piece for the book called 30 Ways of Looking at Hillary, called The Ballad of Bill and Hill.
Daphne, you write about Hillary's marriage to Bill, which I think has to be one of the most scrutinized marriages on the planet. Do you think they love each other? Or is that even a question we should ask?
I had read a lot of books beforehand, some biographies of Hillary. Singularly, there's one term they all use, which is a 20-year pact. The 20-year pact between Bill and Hillary that somehow, you know, the White House would be where they'd arrive. Aside from that pact, my sense is truly that she, Hillary, still has a slightly like, I can't believe I got this man. Do you know what I mean?
He's so charismatic and, you know, she's good looking in an average way and he's
right.
Gorgeous.
And he's gorgeous. And I absolutely agree. It's a little bit like the Wellesley girl with glasses and, you know, sort of seriousness, getting the guy on campus every girl wants.
The blue stocking gets the football star.
Right. It has that quality to it. And I think there's a way in which part of her remains that girl. I'm less convinced by the other side, this all being speculation of the first order. I think he, Bill Clinton, admires her a lot, seeks a kind of backbone from her. Admiration not necessarily being love.
Sometimes it seems like, of the two, she gets the worse end of the deal. She was recently on the Tyra Banks show where she was asked about Bill Clinton's infidelity. And I want to play just a little clip of what she had to say.
How did you persevere during the darkest moment in your life?
Well, because I had tremendous faith, number one, I really had to dig down deep and think hard about what was right for me, what was right for my family. Mm-hmm. And I never doubted Bill's love for me.
Are you embarrassed? You know?
Well, I was...
I would be embarrassed.
Well, sure. I mean, all of that. But I was just praying so hard and thinking so hard mm-hmm. about what's right to do.
Do women come up to you and ask for advice? My husband,
yes.
Senator Clinton, my husband stepped out on me and
right.
I'm going through hell right now. What do I do? Have they
right.
done that?
Yes,
what do you
all
say?
The time.
What do you say?
I say you have to be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one story is the same as any other story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know your reality. I can't possibly substitute my judgment for yours.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can tell you is you have to do what is right for you.
What do you make of that response?
I don't think it was her darkest night, because there were many infidelities. According to one of the biographies I read, one of the infidelities led Bill Clinton in 1983 to actually seek a divorce. So you could call it her darkest night in the sense that it was very public. And in that sense, as Tyra Banks says, embarrassing or humiliating. But my sense is she's lived through a lot of this. There have been many instances. It's something she, I think, has come to accept as part of their, if you want to call it, deal or partnership.
I think one of their friends suggested at one point that she actually knew what she was getting into when she married
right.
Bill, and that in some ways none of this was any surprise. She kind of
right.
knew he was going to be like this.
To me, that seems true, that she kind of went in with her eyes wide open, that the scales didn't suddenly drop and she thought, my God, this man is disloyal. Somehow that doesn't seem the right scenario. But the other one you mentioned seems to me more instinctively accurate.
Well, the other one makes sense of why she's still with him, which is the thing
yes.
so many people and so many women especially have had trouble understanding, like, why is she still with him? And some feminists have gone so far as to say this is a profoundly unfeminist thing she's done. This here she said she wasn't going to stand by her man, and yet that's exactly what she's done. But it makes more sense if, in fact, she kind of knew all along this was what would be entailed.
Right. That also brings, I think, us back to the issue of her actually being in love with him. And how easily do you leave a very charismatic, very good-looking man, even if he cheats on you, who you also have a working relationship with? You could take a feminist position. You could also take a position, which I've read, that it's a very contemporary partnership, that has a certain amount of practicality in it. I have to admit, I've never been particularly surprised that she stayed with him.
Does the nature of the Clintons' marriage really matter? I mean, it's, you know, it's of some prurient interest, you know, like
right.
a large soap opera that we all get to weigh in on. But,
right.
I mean, fundamentally, does this matter? Should we be discussing this in the realm of politics?
You could argue it doesn't matter, but I think given the very personal nature of American politics, I would say in Europe this wouldn't matter at all, where mistresses and wives who leave minutes after campaigns are accepted. But we kind of treat candidates as the people over the fence next door. There is this way of personalizing them. So in that way, I would say it shouldn't matter, but it does matter.
Does the nature of their marriage, and I mean, you've looked at it closely, does it affect the way you yourself think about Hillary as a presidential candidate?
No. It does not affect how I would vote whatsoever.
Daphne, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Daphne Merkin is a novelist, essayist, and a contributor to the new book, 30 Ways of Looking at Hillary.